I'm researching this next piece by carefully examining a photo of the Giants' Casey Schmitt wearing one of Major League Baseball's new uniforms, which are kind of see-through, on the bottom. And now, a new memo from the MLB Players Association says Nike plans to make changes by next season. Stephen J. Nesbitt is senior MLB writer for The Athletic. Stephen, I mean, poor Casey Schmitt. You know, this picture of him in a very snug uniform went viral. What has been the reaction?
So Nike introduced these new uniforms, the Vapor Premier, this spring, and they changed some design elements, like making smaller, more standardized lettering, but also some fit things. Players said, these pants don't fit me properly. As you mentioned, the see-through thing became another viral topic in spring training. And so this memo has been pretty positively received by players because it seems that Nike is, after months of complaint, going to address at least some of the concerns, even if they're not completely going to replace their fabric, which we so far have no indication they're going to completely walk back their technology advancements they've made in this apparel.
And we should say the letter is actually from the union, letting the players know that, you know, what's happening in their talks with Nike. But pick up some of these problems. The see-through material, what is that? I mean, why would they do that?
Well, yeah, it certainly isn't something you would plan for. That one has actually been the most hotly debated of all these changes, because from the well-placed sources that I have really across all of these companies involved, everyone tells me that the pant fabric actually has not changed this year. There have been some changes to the pant. Most notably, there have been some belt loop changes. The zipper is going to be upgraded, and the seams have fewer stitches alongside them, which has led to some blowouts. And again, like the Casey Schmitt situation, seeing much more of these players than we really should. And the see-through pant, though, apparently, from everyone I've talked to, they say it's not a problem. We're just noticing it because we're looking much closer. So many fans do not believe that. However, that's the official word I've gotten.
Well, just wait till it rains. They'll really be looking closer at this new Vapor Premier material, which I guess the league felt for the summer heat, you know, might have been a good idea. But again, there's been these problems that you can kind of see through it. And so what more are the players saying? I mean, it might not feel right to them, might not be the fit, might be not quite right, but does it inhibit their play?
No, the whole idea of bringing Nike in is they are the biggest name in athletic apparel. They're going to sort of invent this new fabric and bring it into baseball in a way that we're no longer going to have heavy jerseys, we're going to have moisture-wicking, light jerseys, breathable. But the end result really is players say they really aren't any better than the old thing, and in fact, they're worse in some ways. There are sweat stains showing through. The pants don't fit me the way they used to. There are players like Riley Green of the Tigers who slid into home plate and ripped a huge hole in the side of his pants from his hip down to the bottom of his knee. And he said he got a call from his mother after the game, who, of course, was his personal tailor for much of his baseball life. And she said, I've washed thousands of your pants, and I've never seen your pants ripped that way.
Yeah. So maybe not durable. We'll find out. But do you think that this will have any impact on the status of MLB? Declining popularity for a long time, less than 10 million people tune into last year's World Series. Does it have any impact on that?
Ultimately, I would guess this doesn't have a massive impact. However, I do think it is a missed opportunity. You bring in Nike to the equation because, along with their popularity, you'd like them to make some changes that do make the game more inviting and more popular among the younger generation. And this, so far, has been a total swing and a miss.
Stephen J. Nesbitt, senior MLB writer for The Athletic, thank you.
Thank you.